Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that most traditional creams or serums are made up of 70% water, with 15% going to emulsifiers and preservatives? That's what makes up the goo of the cream, which leaves only 15% for the active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But what if there was a better way? Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers, tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. Their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly on these natural nanofibers. The result? A formulation free of water, emulsifiers, or preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but are five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it's fast. Upon application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. 19.4%. I said it again. It's worth checking out the Instagram Fiber Skin, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. It's easier to apply than by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into your skin quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack, a precursor to the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. And with their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. If you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be most effective if you use it 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you the monthly pack to remind you. You can pause or cancel at any time, giving you control over your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code BACK for 15% off. Again, that's fiberskincare.com, code BACK for 15% off.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance.
Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and brace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up loud. Give me your electricity.
Hello, bitchettes. Welcome back to the bar. It's bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Hello. We
Hello.
Are not the bitches this week.
No, I behave.
Yeah, we behave, but I'm saying like Abby is such a despicable human.
But we are bitches to each other still.
Yeah, we have to talk about the ribbon dying because I have very specific memories of being in that bathroom, which we'll talk about. But before we get into this episode, Kelly, there is so much to unpack in this episode. I feel like the majority of it's going to be like these little side notes. I'm like, and then this happened on the side, and then this happened on the side. Cause I have so many specific like memories of it because this is probably in my top three worst weeks of Dance Moms. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. This is like top of the pyramid for succular behavior.
Yeah.
All right. But before we get into that, let's start by thanking our patrons. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and subscribed to our exclusive Patreon channel, where they get access to all kinds of fun, things. They get got after parties. They get video content, which someday I will put hair and makeup back on, just not yet. You get, you know, exclusive, never before seen photos and videos. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So let's thank. Oh, and you get a shout out if you are a paid subscriber. So let's thank people. Let's thank Zoe, Allie, Jordan, Dakota, Tori, Talia, Natalie, Chloe, Lauren, Cheryl Bink Bink, that's funny, Martha, Jayla, Tara, Shay, Alex, Josie, Kim, Rolando, Lauren, Audrey, Sand, Minty Bree, Natalie, Krabby Lee Filler, Sarah, Melody, Sarah. All right, let me scroll down because we have more. Oh God, I might get under page 20 today. We'll see. We've never been under page 20, ever.
More people better join.
Hannah, Cody, Bailey, Wendy, Matthew, Rebecca, Tara, Zoe, what, 14, Carolina, Kalayla, Abigail, Sam, Cameron, Nancy, Debbie, Kennedy, Courtney, Georgie, Aaron, Sophia, Logan, The Finger in Kelly's Face, Sydney, Julius, Kaylee, Amanda, Summer, Gabby, Dakota, Jacob, Mayuri, Cheyenne, Val, Bridget, Dita, Peyton, Miss J, Abby, Teresa, Mickey, Cute, Nima, Brittany, Carolyn, Destiny, Rachel, Sophia, Kai, Emily, Aiden. We're going to do one more page just for fun. Holly's Empty Chair, Danielle, Adrienne, Gracie, Squeakieb, Joshua, Kristen, Georgia, Kathleen, Annalisa, Caitlin, Shanae, Sylvia, Tasha, KK, Taylor, Olivia, Courtney, Bernadette, Sydney, Bellamy the Bitchette, Fahen, Amaya, Cindy, Amber, Jackie, not Jackie, Carly, Peyton, Jackie, Eric, Mary Beth, Hope, Lauren, Lily the Bitchette, Allie Tree, Sarah, Alexa, Bree, Emily, Tori, Amy, Annabelle, Bethany, Bridget, Francesca, Terry, Alexis, Lisa, Reagan, and Kira. Thank you all.
Yes.
I'll remember Holly's Empty Chair was our last patron. Holly's Empty Chair. Okay, so Kelly, I need straight rubbing alcohol to get through this episode, but what are you drinking today? You are so boring.
I'm doing what I said last week. I am going to get hydrated.
Well, I am drinking wine as well. Why aren't you drinking? Are you going out? Did you drink too much?
I just didn't feel like it.
I have to say, you're wearing the shirt that you were wearing in the episode. And I have to say, we filmed this episode in March in Pittsburgh. How dare you wear a strapless or a sleeveless top? Weren't you freezing?
I don't know. I doubt it. I was probably sweating my ass off.
Yeah, but
it wasn't always hot upstairs.
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it wasn't from the great lights we had, because we had like one little China ball from IKEA.
Yeah.
No. So it wasn't from that. But I mean, sometimes, but it's just funny because I'm looking and I'm like, we were recording this in March and you are wearing a tank top. But
sorry.
Menopause, whatever.
Sorry, I disappointed you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay, so before we even start and get into this, I just have to say, for those of you who are not patrons, Kelly and I really unpacked the title of this episode last week on Patreon, and some of the comments were absolutely hysterical. They're like, Christy, how dare you? I could have gone through my whole life without knowing what two girls, one cup was.
Yeah.
Listen, I did not want to know what that was either. Someone had sent that to me probably 15 years ago. I'm like, what is this? For those of you not in the know, I do not feel that this is for public consumption for me to explain quite what it was. I don't recommend Googling it because your Google search will It'll haunt you forever if you Google that. But let's just say two girls, one solo, two girls, one cup. Whoever named this is an actual degenerate of society. How dare you name a soul or a show with children, two girls, one solo? How dare you?
I wish I did not know what it meant.
See, I've only seen about 3 seconds of the video. And that was I do not know. I've never seen the rest of it. Somebody just told me what happened. But just seeing the beginning 3 seconds, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't. It is horrifying on many levels. It's really a lot. So thankfully, my daughter is part of the two girls, one solo. Hooray.
I wish mine could have been a part of it.
Oh yeah. It was just a time. Good times. I have a lot of really specific memories from this week because this was a terrible week. And I remember a lot of behind the scenes stuff, hopefully that you guys will enjoy listening to, because it was a wild week.
You know me, I won't remember any.
No. And I think because you and I weren't speaking, a lot of the stuff that was happening behind the scenes, I wasn't like talking to you about, which normally I would be like, oh my God, can you fucking believe this? Mm-hmm. So then you might've remembered. But
yeah, we'll talk about that. You befriending Jill. Last time we fought, you were befriending Melissa. Now this time you're befriending Jill. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Well, you just replaced me. Like,
you befriended Jackie. She was the new Christie.
Oh God. Yeah. For what? A couple days. She was only there. How long?
Well, Jill and I just needed a spy. I have to say, we often only would film with each other. That scene with Jill was pretty funny. Jill was funny.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I forgot my glasses. And she's like, no, they're in my pocket. I don't think you're going to remember what happened with that scene, like off camera, because I don't know if you'll remember, but
I there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it. I don't know if you'll remember, but I'll bring it up when we get to it. All right. So it is my week to recap. And so we're on season 3, episode 23, the infamous two girls, one solo. This was, I mean, obviously season 3. So we're airing in June of 2013 now, which is wild.
So June, it was summer.
No, but we aired. We were filming March 13th through the 16th, which
it could have been warm.
Yeah, sometimes. But just PS, for anybody who's always like, you know, how long did it take to film an episode? 4 days. Okay. Four. Count them. Four.
Where was the competition?
We're gonna have to wait to get there. I don't remember. I don't think it was far. Wasn't it like Jersey or something?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Well, we're about to find out. So okay. We open up in Pittsburgh at the ALDC, 4 days of competition. Abby is sitting at the front desk. She's wearing headphones and she is bopping around.
What about the dancing?
Yes. But you know what, Kelly? You know why she was so happy?
Why?
Because she knew what this week was and she was going to fuck over Chloe. Like this whole episode.
Well, when you walk by, she gets like that smirk. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even texted watching this and I was like, that's smug, but she was so happy for this week because she knew what was coming and she knew no matter what, it was going to be terrible because she was going to make sure of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Holly and Nia walk in, they say hi. And Holly goes, you look like you're having a good time. And she's like, always, you know, cause she's dancing. And then we walk in and she smiles. And right then, when I walk in the den, I say, the apocalypse is upon us. I said, because Abby smiled at me right there. I should have been like, I'm out. I got this week is no good. And Holly's like, I'm so surprised to hear this. And then I go, I'm going to go to the dancewear shop to find something for Chloe to wear.
Yeah, that was weird.
I had ever gone, especially at Walk-ins before Pyramid.
And you like picked up her costume. Yeah. You didn't even know what the dance was yet.
No.
So that was weird. I picked up on that too.
Yeah. I thought that was really weird, but clearly they were like, Christy, go to the costume shop so that you guys could talk about me, obviously. But I noticed the costume too. I was like, why would I have ever picked up a costume? Because first of all, if I was going to the costume shop for something for Chloe to wear, it would have been like booty shorts.
Exactly.
Not a
it costume. Surely wouldn't have been that. Yeah.
No. Holly asks you about our argument and you tell Holly that you don't want to talk to me. And then in your interview, you said, it's been a week since I started this fight. And you said, I just feel like Christy and I went to a place that I didn't like. I don't think friends treat friends that way. And of course, now we love a flashback moment.
where they show us arguing, where I'm like, oh no, you say, what do I have to be upset about? And I said, that was our question. And then you're like, maybe it's you that is upset. And then I clearly take the giant leap across the precipice and go, stop lying. I will have my attorney write you a letter and sue you. It's the stupidest comeback of all time. Especially, I'd like to point out for everyone.
Why are you suing me? Because I'm not your friend anymore?
I don't know, but Kelly, we had the same lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like at this point, you and I had the same lawyers. This is the stupidest thing ever. But it clearly was like me saying that, like somebody else had said it, and I was like quoting them because yeah. I don't want to stop lying. I don't, none of it made sense, whatever. So Abby calls us into Studio A. The girls walk in. We are not wearing shoes. Melissa is wearing one of her really unfortunate pairs of printed silky pants.
Yeah, she liked those.
Were those from White House Black Market?
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
She had the, every time they came out in a new pattern, she's like, ooh, I need these. It was like Gymboree for adults.
Yeah. Well, like how I had a stylist at Nordstrom, she had a girl at White House Black Market that used to pull things for her.
It's interesting because what was the Macy's brand that we always would wear?
INC.
Yeah. INC and White House Black Market have very distinct looks. Like you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Always go like that's from there.
Yeah.
And
does Macy's still have that?
I have no idea. I don't. But remember Holly.
I still have it.
Yeah, you do. Remember Holly would be like, I got this from Chico's. And we're like, uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
Abby starts to tell us we all need to celebrate beating candy apples. And she's like, the ALDC took back ownership. We beat the crap out of the crabby apple. And she says they were flawless. They danced together as one, outstanding representatives of the ALDC. So now Christy and Asia walk in and they...
I'm voting her worst outfit.
What was that?
It was so ugly. And do you notice? And she does this, the next outfit she had on is ugly too. So I'm giving her... Oh,
was it that printy thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Pants.
Yes.
They were printed pants. But both times that she walks into the studio, when she goes in for Asia's solo and when she comes into Pyramid, do you notice she walks on her tippy toes?
Yes. Yes. I actually even wrote a note, Barbie toe.
Yeah. Like
trying to be tall. Weird.
I don't know.
Well, you know, she used to do those, I almost said mud wrestling pageants. That's not what I mean. Bodybuilding pageants. Do they walk on their toes because they're shoeless or do they wear heels? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about anything about that, but I thought like that seemed weird.
Bounces or something. Like she walks funny without her shoes. Maybe she's like Barbie and her foot doesn't go flat.
It stays like that. Yeah.
Well, her outfit looked like she had on a leotard and tights and just threw a skirt on to go out in public.
Like a skater skirt.
Yeah. Even.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I do agree. I mean, considering I was just a beacon of style.
And let me point out that her tights are darker than her skirt. That's a no-no.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're not supposed to be.
I'm just laughing because one of our business partner, our friend Kira, is in a really deep Abby works at Cracker Barrel hole on the internet. Yeah. Every 15 minutes, she's like, I have more evidence. I have more information
that she works there.
Yeah. She's like, I have found more supporting evidence. Like, I'm like, Kira, don't you have work to do? She's like, no, this is my work now. She's like, this is my job. She's like,
oh my gosh,
for Kate Middleton is, I need to know if Abby is truly receiving a paycheck from Cracker Barrel.
Oh, she's not including me on those.
Oh, that's weird. Oh yeah. That's weird. Yeah. I'll tell you why after. There's a reason why.
Yeah.
She probably just doesn't realize that she sent it to that text chain because we were talking about something else that I don't want to mention on here, but I'm sure we could add you to. You'd be pleased to see it.
Okay.
It's some wild shit. All right. So we get into Pyramid and at the bottom was Asia. And she says, Asia did a television show and some print work for a magazine. I can't blame the kid, but I also can't put her on top of the pyramid. Great. Next up was Nia. And she goes, Nia was behind in the group routine and she doesn't want Nia to be the weakest link. And Holly's like, I disagree because Nia was one of the four kids in a group that beat Candy Apples. Then is Kendall. And she says, Kendall did a good job, but she needs to be stronger in rehearsal. I didn't know now rehearsal counted as part of like your overall performance.
Yeah.
I thought rehearsal was to learn.
Yeah, but she always did want you to do it full out at rehearsal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then is Paige. She's fifth. And she's like, you got second overall. And she said, usually second is the first to lose, but I think you had a great performance. You should be very proud of herself. Did she lose to Nikki's bird dance? Was yes. that beat her?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be honest. Nikki's flexibility is
it's amazing.
Like, yeah. Yes. It's like Cirque level. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't think that Paige coming in second is anything to sneeze at, honestly.
Yeah.
And then Mackenzie's above her, which is actually interesting because the audience didn't really even see Mackenzie dance last week because they didn't show her solo.
Solo, and she wasn't in the group.
Mackenzie would be above Paige.
Anybody, yeah. But she shouldn't have been above anybody but Asia.
Right, she should have been at the bottom. But she has big plans for Mackenzie this week. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, you're up this high on the pyramid because that's where I expect you to be. Well, you're controlling the pyramid, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she does Chloe and Maddie together. And she's like, you know, they look like professionals in their duet. And it says, it looked like you could have done that dance 8 times a week. So congratulations to the two of you. For those of you who do not speak Abby Ease, that is Abby saying that you could be on Broadway doing that because there are 8 performances a week if you're in a Broadway show. And when you're in a Broadway show, it's expected that every performance is going to be the greatest and it's going to be full out and look the same every time. So when Abby says, it looks like you could do that dances 8 times a week. She's referring to being on Broadway. So, because I realize that most people don't understand, they don't speak that language. So now Brooke is at the top and she says, it's about time you dance like you're 15 years old. Okay, but you're controlling the choreography.
Exactly. Again, yeah. So,
and I love that she says, Brooke danced with my senior company and that's a pretty big task. She went out there and performed just as well as they did. She did an outstanding job. Okay, at this point, Brooke is 15. I would like to point out, so you don't have to, Brooke performed with the senior company, but she also used to beat most of the kids in solos that she was dancing with in the senior company.
I have to say, we have to take a drink because yeah. I think that is the nicest Abby has ever been to our three kids.
Holy shit. And she smiled at me.
Yes.
Apocalypse is coming. Cheers. Yes. Okay. Oh, so here's your answer to your question. We're going to Powerhouse Dance Invitational in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the group is doing a dance called Living with the Ribbon. It's contemporary and it's very serious. And Abby tells us that every day people live with cancer and beat the odds by surviving, even children. So Melissa starts getting choked up and Abby's like, are you okay? What on earth could you be crying about? And then Melissa's like, my mother died from cancer in a span of 9 months. Then you say both of your grandfathers died from cancer. And at the time your dad had prostate cancer. And then you say, because of this, the topic of the group routine means a lot to me. Now your dad did not have prostate cancer right now, right? He had already had it.
Yes.
But it's so weird.
The whole thing about my dad is ridiculous on this. First of all, it sounds like he's dead. Yes. My dad is still living.
Yes.
Even the things I say make it sound like he's dead. Like, I don't know if they edited things or like.
Well, it's very funny because you go from past to present tense about his cancer and his state of being alive.
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't get it. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think whenever I was like saying he had cancer, it's because they removed it.
Correct.
And he was
I knew
cancer
that.
Free, but I don't know. It made it sound like he wasn't alive.
You're like,
I don't know.
Happy Coon would have loved to watch you dance.
I think they had me say that because like, why wouldn't he be able to come and see them? Like, I think they were like, you know, say you wish your dad could have watched them or whatever.
And yeah. Yeah. I was of like, course. Okay. But it's just really funny because he was probably watching it being like, hey, Kel, I'm alive.
I know.
All right. So then Abby tells us the group routine will have intricate choreography and that instead of being in the group, Asia and Mackenzie will each have solos. Do you think Melissa shit now or later? I'm just curious. So Asia's solo was too hot to handle. Mackenzie's solo is Old West. It's acrobatic. Then she says, Maddie, you are doing a solo called Be Anything. And Chloe, you are doing a solo called You Can. And then she goes to Chloe, your solo is called You Can because you can get better. And then she says, you can listen to your mother and do what she wants you to do, or you can listen to me and do what I want you to do. Keep in mind, 2 seconds ago, she just said that Chloe was amazing.
Maddie.
Right. An equal, but now she's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then she tells us to get lost. And then she's like, but before you go, I just want to remind you, if I see any of that behavior like last week, you will leave the studio and your child will go with you. Have I made myself perfectly clear? So Kelly, now that you are like totally removed from Dance Moms and we know the vibe and like how everything is going, think about that sentence. Okay. Yeah. What she's saying. Clearly, as reality show cast members, we're going to have to continue on mm-hmm. with our conversation. And if for some reason it were to get heated, she just laid the foundation that she could get rid of us. And knowing that we may have to fight because that's our job.
Yeah. She so wanted rid of us.
Oh my God. Yes, of course. But I'm just saying she was setting that up.
Yeah.
So she starts group rehearsal living with the ribbon and we go upstairs. And then Abby tells us in her interview that her dad died a tragic death because of cancer. And she says, the odds are starting to change and that's what we're doing. You can live with cancer and you can beat the odds. And then this is so Holly. And I sit there and I'm like, listening to her say this, and by no means am I begrudging Holly, but when I hear her say this, I'm like, oh God, this is so what it means to be on a reality show, is Holly has to say the same old shit that we say every week. Cause she's like, this will deliver a powerful message. Yeah. Our messages are powerful.
They are.
We really hope the judges receive our powerful message, and it sends a message to everyone who is watching about the power that's in our message.
We are powerful.
We are. And then Melissa says, it's been 15 years since my mom passed, but she thinks about her every day. And the girls start rehearsing with a long piece of ribbon, or I'm sorry, elastic. And then Abby says in her interview, the elastic is covering up Brooke. It's wrapped around her and wound through her, just like a cancerous disease. As the choreographer.
Of course it's around Brooke.
Yeah. You see that Brooke loses the elastic. She comes out of it. She fights the disease. And at the end, she's free. So she dismisses the girls. And then Christy Ray obviously got a note from production to ask why we're not sitting next to each other. And Jill talks for us and she's like, well, they got into a really heated argument.
Yeah. Last week. Like, why does Jill answer for us?
I'm thinking because neither one of us would speak, honestly.
Okay.
So now we get another flashback. Believe me, Christy, I won't be your friend ever. And I retort with, fuck you, Kelly, fuck you. I'm so eloquent. My God.
I know.
And then Holly goes, this friendship kind of disintegrated before our eyes. And then Christy Ray's like, but is it doing better? And Holly's like, well, it's their friendship. So only they can comment on it with us. And you and I are like, like twiddling our thumbs.
Well, because we didn't want to discuss it.
No.
That's why we weren't discussing it.
No. And we're like, la, la, la. And everyone's like, can you tell us about it? We're like, nope, we sure can't. So then you say, I just need to step back for a while and see where we're at. And then we get to Studio A and Abby's like,
ha, ha, ha. This week, I have something crazy planned for Maddie and Chloe.
This will finally shut those mothers up, especially Christy. And you can see her petting her pet raven like a Disney villain.
Oh, gross. Like,
hey, hey, hey. And she's like, I've never done something like this before. Now, mind you, in a recent interview somewhere, she said that she used to do this all the time. Remember? Give people the same solo. And we were like, no, she didn't.
Just recently she said that?
Yeah, we were talking about it on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Abby goes, remember, it's the same choreography, exactly to the T that we give. Now, what the child does with the choreography is up to them. Okay, so right there,
But you're not allowed to change the choreography.
Exactly.
So
Maddie that made no sense. Given the directive, though, if you can do 12 turns there, do 12 turns. Where if Chloe would do more than 4 turns there, she'd get killed.
Yeah. But,
and I also want to point out that the choreography was not exactly the same. She gave Maddie a front aerial and Chloe a side aerial, which a front aerial was more difficult. So she could have easily just let Maddie do
it. Would Chloe do a front aerial then?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think she would. She had never done one in a solo. She might have been able to. But my point was, is you could have given Maddie the side aerial if you wanted to be exactly the same, but you gave her intentionally something that had more difficulty in it. So you could be like, it was exactly the same.
And yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't, because it wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
And so Abby smiles and she's like, ha, ha. And then she's like, she said, I've decided that Chloe and Maddie should do the exact same solos because she's sick and tired of hearing me complain about the choreography. And she's like, if you want to do what Maddie's doing, game on. Well, Chloe just did the exact same duet that Maddie did last week. And you said they look like the same dancer.
Yeah.
So Abby, you're
mad. I say that all the time about the group dances. Like they say that.
Yeah.
Our kids are slower or whatever, but they do the same thing as them every week.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to get into, you know, the slowerness later. So upstairs, Jill's getting ready to go downstairs and she asks me to come with her because we're going to go see what the girls are doing. I love that Jill's like, are they doing homework? So that is actually breaking the fourth wall because we were always terrified that our kids were never allowed.
I know. They never did let them.
No, I know. But that's just like, that was a real moment because I was like, shit, are they doing homework? Like these children have to have more than a third grade education. Apparently, I don't know if you heard, they suck at dance. So they need something to fall back on. So then Christy and Holly start to ask you about where our friendship stands and that you tell them you're taking a break. We are on a break. And that at that moment, you don't consider me a best friend. So now downstairs, I tell Jill that the ball is in your court and that Jill says our friendship was worth more than what we're fighting about. And I agree. And I said, but I don't think you feel that way. Blah, blah, blah. So now
we're like teenagers.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait till this fight's over.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
I think we better.
All right. So here's what I need you to know. Before we started filming this episode or this day, I was in the bathroom and one of the teachers who I was friends with, who was not on camera very often, very little, called me. I was down in the doctor's office getting ready. And she's like, Christy. And she's like, Maddie and Chloe are doing the same solo. And I was like, what? And she's like, I just saw Maddie rehearsing it. And she was the one who had to teach Chloe the solo, like off camera. And she said, they're doing the same solo, same music, same choreography. So I had a heads up right before we walked in here. So when we were sitting in the dancer's den and Maddie starts playing the solo music, Chloe's like, wait, is that my solo music?
Did Chloe know?
No, she did not know, because what happened was we were like in the process of getting mic'd. And I had found out right at that moment, right before like we got mic'd and went upstairs. So I didn't have an opportunity to be like, Chloe, you're doing the same solo. Like I found out and I was like, oh God, because I knew nothing good was coming from that. So I was like, fuck. All right. So we're going up. And then that's when they started playing the music and I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, you know, like I get it. And then I say, Abby is giving Chloe and Maddie the exact same solo. And Maddie was like, wait, I'm so confused because I'm not used to doing the exact same dance. No, because
I think Maddie and Melissa knew.
Maybe they could have, because I guarantee you, Maddie learned that dance far before this week.
Well, you caught them.
Well, we caught them, but it was the week of. I think Maddie learned the dance the week before, honestly. And I mean, and that's why Melissa and I really got into the fight in the dressing room, because that's what I was talking about. I was like, she fucking learned the dance last week. And then that's when Abby was like, well, it doesn't matter when she learns the dance. And I turned around and I said, then why did you teach it to her a week early?
Yeah.
And they cut all of that out. So Maddie was like, why do we have the same song, but it's different names? And I go, so we wouldn't catch on. And I wasn't.
You're like, so smart.
But I wasn't being like that to Maddie. You know, I was
just. No.
So then they start doing, they're marking their choreography and they're like, it's the same dance. And then I say, Abby decided to teach me a lesson by giving Chloe and Maddie the exact same music choreography and costume. They did not have the same costume because I'm going to point that out later.
I did see that.
Well, I made Chloe's costume. You know who made Maddie's?
Sienna. Yeah. I was going to ask you that.
No.
But and Maddie's had like an applique on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Abby had somebody make Maddie's costume, but just handed me mine. So dumb shit.
Well, because Melissa doesn't really do that.
No, I know.
We always were the ones stuck.
Right. And I say, Abby did this because I always say, let's even the playing field and see the, let the chips fall where they may. And then you go, well, we need to figure out if they learned their solos on the same day.
I already knew right then.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we start the group rehearsal. We're upstairs and Jill asks about Chloe and Maddie having the same solo. And I say, it depends on who Abby choreographed for because they have different strengths. But honestly, they dance the same. But I knew if Abby was going to fuck Chloe over, she was going to put in every single move that Maddie already did in every single dance that she was used to doing that Chloe wasn't.
I was going to say that I think they dance the same.
Right. But just like Maddie always had a switch leap. Maddie always had a front aerial. You know what I mean? Like there was stuff that was in every single Maddie dance that she like was just used to doing that Chloe could do, but it wasn't like she wasn't
in her choreography.
It wasn't in her choreography. Correct. And so I say, I'm always complaining that Chloe has lost her choreography. And this is Abby's way of saying, you know what? Here do Maddie's choreography. Great. You know, and then I said, I wonder if you choreographed the routine to cater to Maddie's strengths. And that's what I was talking about. I didn't want her to do better choreography, but I didn't want her to have to just do a dance that I already knew Maddie knew, which she did. And then,
which was my argument the week before when she made Brooke learn the choreography to a dance that they did for a whole year.
Right. And then Melissa just says, Maddie's confused, but she's not concerned about the situation. And you go, it's never happened before. And I say, never say never at the ALDC. And then Holly's like, well, this is Abby's way of saying that the better dancer will win based on whatever the X factor is that the judges are looking for. And you say, but it makes a very uncomfortable situation for both the girls and for us. True. And yes, then you say this is Chloe's chance to show Abby what she's capable of when given the same amount of time and quality choreography that Maddie receives. Okay, I'll go with quality of choreography, but I don't know about the time. I'm going to argue with you on that one. And you say, I don't like how Abby has Chloe and Maddie doing the same solos this week. It feels like that no matter what happens, one of the kids is going to be upset. I don't think that's fair, of course. And then, so now we're in Mackenzie's solo and she is rehearsing Old West and headband. I haven't said it in a while, but drink.
I'm going to be so hydrated.
You are going to be the most hydrated. So Asia is watching Mackenzie run her solo. And I love that Abby goes, I want Asia and Mackenzie to watch one another during rehearsals so they can see what they're up against. Okay. Keep that in mind in about 3 minutes. So then Asia does her solo too hot to handle. And this is when Christy Rae Barbie toes in.
And the ugly, second ugly outfit.
Yeah, it was really ugly. And then Christy Rae sits on the cheese mat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit on
that. I would have had a Clorox that thing first.
Yeah, a little white that's on there.
Ugh. But we've seen things that were left behind, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ugh.
And then Jill is always so indignant that people get to go into the studio. I would rather eat a fucking bug than go in that studio. And she's always like, go get in there. And I will say, I agree with Melissa. She's like, I don't need the same sit-in. She's like, I'm happy to watch from up here. Same. Me too, Melissa.
But Melissa doesn't have to go in there because she knows that Abby is going to do the best for her kids.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So she doesn't have to go in there.
Right. And they talk about that. They just talked about that at the reunion where she's like, I think Abby said, Melissa knows and trusts me to do what's right for her kids. Right. Nobody else.
Yeah, because you do the right thing for her kids. You don't for ours.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nothing gives me negative confidence like wearing the perfect outfit. You know, when you walk into a place and you just feel confident because you have, like, you know, you look good.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to say that all the time about costumes. You're like, oh, it's like, yes, wearing the best outfit.
Yeah.
I agree. But a very close second would be Lumi whole body deodorant, because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And yes, Kelly, even your privates. Because in fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. So we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BAR at lumideodorant.com. Now, I can tell you, when I was in New Orleans renovating my house, it is hot in New Orleans. And I love Lumi because it helped to keep all of my parts smelling fabulous, if not inoffensive.
I think my favorite is the body wash.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So humid here. Like, I just feel like that my whole body is covered.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So whole body deodorant. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. You can use it on your pits, your under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt crack, your personal vaginal areas, we'll say, and your feet.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Because unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
It's baking soda free and paraben free.
It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, like you said, and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter kit with code BARRE, that's BAR, at lumideodorant.com. That's equivalent to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use the code BAR, BARRE.
You guys are going to love it. So now we're back, and it's 2 days to competition, and it's the parking lot with Jill and I. And Jill says, I think we are incognito. And I say, we're in black with sunglasses. No one will ever
know. Nobody will ever know who you are. You especially guys are so smart.
Bright blonde hair and a poof. No one will ever know.
Two assholes.
I have to say, I think at this point, I'm pretty sure Annie was a producer at this point. I have to ask her. I'm almost positive Annie was a producer at this point. And I know for a fact, I got a call before this scene was shot, and they said, you need to wear a black trench coat. And I was like, a black trench coat? I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? So I did. I wore a black trench coat. So in my interview, I say, both of Melissa's kids are doing solos this week, and Maddie's going head to head with Chloe. Melissa's going to do everything she can to give Maddie the edge. When I say in the car, I go, Melissa will lose her fucking mind if both of her kids lose. Keep this in mind later. I didn't even realize this until I watched this episode. I said this in the car, okay? Remind me at the end of the episode. So then Jill says, our plan is to prove what we have known all along, that Maddie gets extra private time. And I was like, yes, but we need to get video evidence, video evidence, video evidence. And I said, I'm so sick of Melissa sitting upstairs and lying to us every week. Oh, my kids didn't learn their solos. They just happened to know by osmosis which move comes next, because they used to do the move before they were taught it.
Which we say all the time.
We would be like, how do they know that came next? And Abby was like, they're smart. They're anticipating the choreo. Yeah. No, they learned the dance.
Mm-hmm.
We always had to be like, wow, they're just so smart.
But you know what irritates me is like, Jill was sitting there on her interview saying like that she knows this every week and stuff, but they only ever make it out like it's me and you.
Yes. We're the ones who are jealous and bitching.
Yeah. And
I say to Jill, how do you think those kids go in there and know everything? It's not because they're like super geniuses. They learn it. And so now in the parking lot, I go, look, there's Gia and Janine's cars. And I say, Janine always choreographs for Mackenzie and Gia always does Maddie's. And we're like, they're both getting extra privates. So I go inside and record. Okay. Record. And then I say in my interview, Jill likes to get to the bottom of things. She likes to know everything that's going on. And I said, if there is a secret, Jill is the one who's going to unearth it and hide it in her poof. I didn't say
that. Did you really get a video?
Yes. And that is something I'm going to bring up. We got a video. This is a huge behind the scenes story that I'm going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So a few minutes later, Jill runs out of the studio. I actually was laughing and she's like, I got it. I got it. And she's like, I left my glasses. And we're like, fuck, fuck. But Kelly, time, my heart was pounding because I thought they were going to like
send have somebody
in and like bust us.
Yeah.
And like it turned into a big, like, we're calling the police on you kind of thing. So then we cackle, we run back to the car and we leave together. I thought that was a fun scene. Like more of that.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Yeah.
It was fun. So
yeah. You have fun without me.
Yeah. But it was
traded me in.
Yeah. Well, if it would have been you and I, we would have had flasks. We would have had,
it would have been way more fun.
Where you like hook and grab, no, grapples where we grapple up the building. We'd have been climbing.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. We could have been like in the skylights.
Yeah. Or we could have just looked in the holes in the ceiling, in the roof. Straight into Studio A. Remember when it would rain, everyone would
be- That's if we didn't fall in a pothole.
Get the bucket. Yeah, get the bucket. All right, so now we're one day to competition. Maddie and Chloe are rehearsing You Can Be Anything and Headband.
Oh my goodness.
So Abby's like, we got the same routine. I love her bullshit. She like comes up with these bullshit reasons. She's like, you know, it's just like an audition. That's what this is to do. This is to prepare you for an audition.
Yeah, okay.
The same routine. And then she goes on to Chloe and she's like, you know, I'm insulted by your mother's complaining because she always says that compared to you, you don't receive good choreography and attention. And then she says in her interview, it's do or die time. Christy, it's time for you to put up and shut up. Now, Chloe, face the wall.
She's such a bitch.
But I thought my response was good. I said, it's like the Blair Witch Project. It was. They were like in the corner, like Blair Witch.
But why aren't they allowed to watch? And Mackenzie and Ava were. Like, she wanted them to watch each other to see what they were up against.
Yeah, that was one of my points. I was like, remember that.
But they had to turn around. Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't want them to see the other one. Okay, but you just said you wanted these two to learn more. Whatever. And then Jill's like, maybe they should watch each other so they can motivate one another.
Which is what Abby says every week.
Right. But for whatever reason, she didn't want, you know, she didn't want anybody to get an edge, you know?
Yeah.
So then you guys are like, boy, this is uncomfortable. Then it's Maddie's turn to be the Blair Witch. And then Abby says, I think this is a toss-up. I think both of them really want this. They're both dancing great. And then I like Holly goes, Christy, are you silent because you have no complaints or it's because you're satisfied? Holly, that's the same thing. Like, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And Holly, I just need you to know, I always have complaints, okay? Like,
we're the two complainers.
You can take the girl out of Pittsburgh, but you can't take the complaints out of the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, I think I have some other things going on, meaning like the fight with you. So then
was that it though?
Yeah.
Or did, yeah. No, I didn't know if it meant you had other things.
No, I was going on a fight like with you.
Okay.
So now we're back to the group rehearsal, living with the ribbon. Abby's like, I need the pink ribbon for the group. And then I love this. You would think those moms would want to help out and get the ribbon to the kids, but nope, it's still not ready. Kelly, do you remember when you tried to walk in and hand the props to Abby? And
the apple, you, yes.
She told you that you were too involved, and that's when you said, his mother doesn't love her.
I'm terrible.
And then she goes, but, no, but you can't drink for a contradiction.
Yes. Oh my goodness, I got to open a new water.
Well, you're going to have to pee.
I know.
And then she goes, I have a little job for my two favorite dance moms.
Whoa. Yeah, we're your favorite whenever she needs something done.
Yeah, I think it was dripping in sarcasm, to be honest. So Gianna comes upstairs. Did you notice Gianna said she has something for Miss Christie and Miss Kelly? When has
I didn't pick up on that.
Called us Miss?
No, never.
Right. And I'm like, Gianna, I was at the fucking supper club with you 2 weeks ago. Like, Miss Christie.
I was there too.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is Gianna was always like such a bitch, but like, I've been out with Gianna, you know, like we would go out with them.
Yeah.
And so she's like, Abby wants you to find the white elastic and dye it light pink. And then Christy Ray's like, oh, maybe this shared activity will help break the ice.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, maybe this will help. Meanwhile, we're in there. I vividly, from my point of view, from my perspective, can remember standing there looking in that fucking Tupperware bucket, dyeing that pink ribbon, being like not speaking.
Like wanting to shoot each other.
Like, oh God, we have to deal and do this ribbon. And they're like, can you guys talk? And we're like, no. And you're like, can you just say something? We're like, no. And you're like, how about one word? We're like, no.
We were brats.
Yeah. But I remember very.
That's the whole reason they had us do it.
Of course. Of course.
I should have said to you, you should take your new friend.
Oh, Jill. Stop being jealous.
Oh, I know.
Wait, we get called into Studio A to have everybody try the costumes on. And I have to say, let's unpack this scene because there's a lot to unpack in this scene. So Abby has to go dark. She's like, does anyone know someone personally who has died of cancer? Yes, we've all known someone. So then Abby's like, cancer is painful. It brings about a loss of dignity. You lose control of your body, which can make you feel small and insignificant. And she starts tearing up and she goes, how many of you think you can lift your dad? And I'm like, again, these are children. She's like, my dad had a brain aneurysm in the bathroom, a seizure, laid on the floor. I had to save his life. I did that. I had to do that. And everyone's crying. She's like, my dad had a brain tumor.
But do you see the only one is that she hugs?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm getting to it. But I love, here's one of my favorite digs. It's not pretty, and you're all very pretty. I'm like, Abby, are you jealous of the children? And then she goes, come here, and gives Maddie a hug. Everybody's crying, but she's like, Maddie, let me hold
why you crying? Yeah.
To my bosom. And she's like, right now, people are living with the ribbon. People are living with cancer every day, and that's what you're showing. That's what the dance is about. And this is one of my favorite moments of Dance Moms of all time. She looks at Asia. Are you crying because
oh my gosh.
And she's like, oh, before I was born, it was just so hard for my dad because he had a dog Diablo.
Do you see Brooke laughing? Brooke was like, oh my God.
Wait, do you know that this is a viral TikTok thing?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't watch TikTok.
Talk about Brooke, like, because Abby goes, his what? His daughter? And she goes, no, his dog. And then Abby goes, dogs do get cancer. It's horrible. I know.
Just ask her stuffed dog.
This is so unhinged. This is unhinged. I have to say though, when Asia's like, my dad's dog Diablo died before I was born, I hit the floor. I'm like, I can't believe. And she was so sincere about it. She's like, my dad had a dog who died of cancer.
She talked about that dying dog before. No. Remember when Jill accused her of crying? No.
That was, she was crying because she wanted a puppy and Christy Ray wouldn't let her have a puppy. You're getting your dogs.
Oh, she likes to cry over dogs though.
Yes, that I would agree with. And then Abby goes, let's wipe away the tears. Let's Let's think positively. If we win with the dance, maybe we'll win the cure for cancer. Okay, so Clara was watching this in the background. Well, she was in the background when I was watching this, and she stopped. Like, it was like a record scratch moment. She goes, "Did Abby just say that they're first of all going to win the cure for cancer if they win a dance?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "I can't even believe this show." Like, she doesn't watch it, so every once in a while when she catches a snippet,
yeah, she don't like it.
Well, she's just like, "This is so stupid."
Like, it is.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Yeah. Time right, to watch our fight.
Oh, yeah. You said this. You said it. Who said it? You didn't call me. You didn't dial the
number. You didn't answer.
Yeah. You should drive to my house. You should brush my
hair. I'm going
to
call my attorney.
I'm going to get you sued. Yeah. All right. So now we're at Powerhouse in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We arrive on our bus. The crowd is there. Blah, 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 blah. And now we're in the dressing room. I have to say, I think Christy Ray is a little, not vicious, but she's a little aggressive with her comments about Mackenzie. I thought they were a little aggressive. I don't think she was mean, but I was a little surprised at them because she said—
You were?
I was surprised that Christy said this. She's like, "While I was watching Mackenzie rehearse, she kept thinking, can you be cute all your life? Can the cute factor last?" Well, I'm like, well, first of all, I think Mackenzie's 9. So I think she's got a minute.
Yeah.
I think she says something else later. So we're all wearing our pink cancer ribbons and backstage—
I got my pink dress on.
I actually thought that dress was cute. I think it flattered your figure well.
Thanks.
Good. I thought Kendall's pep talk to Mackenzie backstage was really cute. It was
yeah.
really great that they showed it, but I was like, oh, that's a really cute pep talk. Mm-hmm. So Mackenzie goes out and she does her solo, Old West. And I mean, Mackenzie's cute. She does it well. This was her, what, Daisy Dukes costume from her group dance? Because people always like to know when they see a costume that was from a group dance.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. People were like, this was from blah, blah, blah. Yes, this was a group costume that Mackenzie just wore on the show for a solo. And then Melissa says, Mackenzie had a lot of energy and great technique. And she says, it's going to be a tough act to follow. And when she leaves the stage, she jumps into Kendall's arms and hugs her. And then Christy comes on and she's like, do you notice that Christy Ray says McKinsey, not McKenzie?
Yes. You know who else says it that way?
Yeah.
It's Jeff Collins. Yes. Yeah.
McKinsey's going to have to watch out because Asia's going to be on fire. It's going to be too hot to handle. Those judges are going to love it.
She is like a little firecracker
yeah.
out there.
But I just don't know if I'd ever say that my 8-year-old was too hot to handle. I mean, I guess that that's the name of her dance. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
And she does her solo and she does come out and like kill it. And she's like, Asia came out there smoking and she just grabs the audience. She comes off stage. Mackenzie hugs Asia. And then in the dressing room, we congratulate the solos. And Abby looks displeased. And she's like, Asia, why were you on stage singing the lyrics? You ruined your entire number because everyone was looking at you. What you were saying, I even motioned for you to stop from my seat. Asia, every goal and obstacle we conquer, you throw yourself back 2 steps. Okay. Even if she was motioning, I'm pretty sure that if Abby had seen Asia look at her, she would have screamed at her, don't look at me, look at the judges.
Yeah, the judges, yes.
Yep. Abby says, I thought Asia's dancing was outstanding, but the lip syncing, come on. And then Asia in her interview goes, Miss Abby can yell at me. She's not going to make me cry.
Just dogs make me cry.
Stop. Dogs are where my limit.
Only doggies.
So then Abby goes to Mackenzie, what did you learn from watching Asia solo? And she goes, not to lip sync. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So then Chloe and Maddie come out in their solo costumes and Abby is running their solos. And I just want to point out though, that she said, you know, everything was even, but I made Chloe's solo costume and Abby had someone make Maddie's solo costume. I'm just saying.
But I didn't think Maddie's was nicer.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if everything is even, I'm happy
yeah.
I made Chloe's solo costume. But I just want people to know behind the scenes stuff.
Okay.
So I say, Chloe's ready. She knows what an opportunity is. And she knows this is her chance to prove to Abby that she's someone to be reckoned with. So Chloe danced first, which if you know anything about Abby, you know that that is intentional.
Yes.
As the person who dances second usually scores higher. And like, that's the shit that I'd be like, seriously, like, it's like all these little,
but they don't say, like, they don't show us saying that. They just show us sounding like we're just, I say that all the time with Paige's stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like she forgot her dance because they didn't give her the music or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know. I hate when they do that.
Yeah, but it's all
show uh-huh. it equal.
But it's all these little, like little tiny things that add up that mean something.
Make a difference. Yeah.
Make a difference. So, yes. Okay, Chloe's going to dance first. And then I say, Chloe danced beautifully. And I say, if I were Melissa and Maddie, I'd be worried. I do want to point out that I'm in my yellow outfit that I started to like lean out of the frame in because I was hammered from that thing that And then Maddie says in her interview, I'm a little concerned about this dance because I really want to win. Even though Chloe's my friend, she still wants to make Abby proud. So then Maddie performs the solo Be Anything. And when she comes off stage, Maddie is not happy.
Not at all. She's mean to Kenzie.
Yeah.
Poor Kenzie. Yeah. She was trying to be nice to her. And she was like, get away from me.
She pushes her. She like goes out the door. She's very upset. And she's like, all of my turns were bad. She like tells that to Kendall. And she's like flipping out. Like she is flipping out. And I'm surprised that they showed that because Maddie's like a lot and they
never showed it.
Usually show that.
Not usually.
So I was like, okay, like they really protected her after season one, you know? So she
absolutely.
Yep. So now we're back in the dressing room and Abby walks in and she's like, well, that was an experience. Now I have to tell you in the audience, Abby and Gianna, because I could hear them, were discussing who they thought did better. And Gianna said, I think Chloe did better because she nailed all of her turns. And Abby's like, absolutely not. Maddie was better. But she bobbled her turns.
And her extension, she was wobbling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Chloe's was nothing against Maddie. I thought hers was great too, but I would have picked Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I'm friends with you or whatever.
Right. So then you say, do you think this experiment that you're doing worked? And of course, Abby was nervous at that time because the judges' scores hadn't come in and she saw Chloe dance well. So she couldn't have said anything positive. So she said, I'm just thrilled that Chloe can remember the dance. You know, like she has to
say something negative about Chloe. Yep. Yeah.
And I was getting ready to respond and Jill says, Abby, who do you think will come out on top? And Abby's like, oh, well, it's in the judges' hands. Okay. And then Jill says, I know Abby said she gave the girls an even playing field, but I know what I'm sitting on. And she tells everyone about Maddie's extra private lesson. Okay, before we get into this argument, here's what I want to say. Jill deleted the video. She would not show the video.
Why?
Because she didn't want to fight with Melissa and Abby about it. Would not. And I said, Jill, don't show.
That's why you needed me there.
I said, give me the video. She would not. And she deleted it because that.
I do remember that.
Yep.
You're having a fit.
Would not. And I was having a fit. So then Melissa goes, don't even go there with me, Jill. It was the same day. And I said, Melissa, you're lying. Because, and I wasn't talking about that day. I was talking, Maddie knew the dance the week before.
Yeah. But did you see how Melissa got so aggravated? So like she knew she was wrong.
Yep.
She always gives it away whenever she.
Yeah, she has a terrible tell. She'd be a horrible.
Yeah. Person. Yeah.
Jill and I found your daughter learning her dance and she's like, fuck you. You know nothing. Because I was like, Melissa, she learned the dance last week. And then this is where, how about Abby going, what difference does it make? You all know damn well Maddie can learn the dance in 1 hour. Go out there and do it. Save yourself the aggravation. She has it and she has it right now. Then why are you teaching her the week before everybody else?
Exactly. If she's that smart, why does she need to learn it the week before?
Right. Because you have to make sure
that maybe you should bring the ones in that you call dumb to learn them the week before.
Yeah. But this is where Abby deflects and she's like, what difference does it make? It makes a huge difference. So if you know that Maddie can learn it in a day or an hour and go out there and perform it, then it does make a difference because you're giving her an edge.
Absolutely.
And then Abby's like, oh, I don't have time to worry about the solo drama. It's done. It's old news. Well, don't
worry. Yeah, because she's going to walk away because she knows she's wrong.
Yep. Yep. So now we're in the group costumes. The girls are learning or, you know, rehearsing. And before they go to the stage, Abby gives the girls a pep talk. And it's
her pep talks are always so great.
And I talked about a disease that can be very ugly. People live with cancer every day and other people die from cancer every day. people put up a good fight. So let's get out there. Let's fight. Let's work together. And then you call your kids over and you're like, you know, Pappy Coon had cancer, right?
Like, so stupid.
So
like,
when
I would not do that. Like, they had to be telling me to do this stuff. Because
so when you were on the stage, let me read your monologue.
Okay.
You know that Pappy Coon had cancer, right? So when you're on that stage, do this dance for him, okay? Do it for Pappy Coon. So then you're crying. Paige gives you a hug. And then in your interview, you go, Pappy Coon is my father, Brooke and Paige's grandfather. And it says, who at the time of filming had prostate cancer? I don't think he did. I think he already was past it.
Had it removed, yes.
I want them to go out there and think about how much he loves them while they're dancing. So when you say that, that means he's alive. But he's going to die in a minute. Don't worry. So now the girls do Living with the Ribbon. I like this dance. I thought it was good.
You know, when they tried on the costumes, I was like, ugh, like they were so ugly. But they looked good on stage.
Yeah, they did. I think because they all had those long legs, so they looked pretty.
Yeah, like because when I first saw them, I was like, oh, this is the stupidest costuming. But I actually thought they looked good on stage.
And then now you're crying, and obviously your dad has died since the dressing room. My girls went out, and they dedicated this dance to my dad. I just know that he would be so happy to see them, or to be here to see them.
Like
he's in Florida.
Exactly.
He's at the bar. He's at the tiki bar. He's fine.
Yes. Like, I don't understand where all that was coming from.
I don't either. But then Paige hugs you after in the dressing room and you say Pappy Coon would be proud.
Do you think they were making it? I remember them, if you could believe that. I remember something. I remember, because I remembered this episode. I think in my interview, I said to them, they kept telling me to bring up my dad.
Mm-hmm.
They like during the sure. competition and whatever. And I remember telling them like, I didn't understand why they had me doing that. So maybe in my interview.
They were pickups. They could have been.
Yeah. Like, so, I don't know.
Well, then in my interview, I'm like, it's hard to see Kelly crying. Think about the hard time she went through when her father had prostate cancer. It's hard.
Like, it's so...
And it really hits home to me. People come and go so quickly in your life. And I love you. I'm like, Kelly's like a sister. Even if you don't always like your sister, you always love your sister.
But do you think that they wanted me to be that upset so you could come and we could make up? Like they had to have a way for us to make up.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm wondering if that's why they made it such an issue with my dad.
Possibly. But like I come up behind you, I hug you. And that's actually a meme that's everywhere. I've seen this hug like from behind a million times. It's cute. And then you go, we just need to get past this. It might not be exactly the same as it once was before, but it's too, life's too short to lose friendships.
Yeah. I'm so sweet.
Now we're friends again.
Thank God.
All right. So now we're in awards and the group gets first and Abby's very proud of the kids. Then the mini solos come up and Mackenzie loses to Asia. Then we get like the big, obviously the big storyline is Chloe and Maddie doing the same dance. Excuse me, Maddie gets second and you can see written all over her face. She's very upset. And then Chloe gets first. And why I brought this up, remember I said, Melissa's going to lose her mind if both of her kids lost. In this moment, both of her kids lost. And Melissa mm-hmm. in the audience was, could you tell like how... Mm-hmm. She was not having it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, it's probably a tight call. I love in the interview. Are you ready? It doesn't mean that one dancer is better than the other. How do you feel about that statement?
I don't even have any words.
Okay, good. So now I'm like, I'm so happy for Chloe. I said, this is a huge boost to her confidence. And it just proves to Abby once and for all that Chloe is a force to be reckoned with. Nia and Paige are giving Chloe a high five and you check on Melissa in the audience and you're like, are you okay? She's like, why wouldn't I be okay? I don't care. And then Abby turns to Melissa in the audience and she goes, there is no doubt she should have won. Like, wow, way to be an impious dance teacher, Abby. And then Melissa's like, in front of everyone, Abby said she was surprised that Chloe won. And then Paige says, I think Maddie got really upset when she found out that she didn't win, but I thought they both did a fabulous job. So I don't think it matters who the winner is. And the girls are trying to comfort Maddie. And Maddie's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Didn't you see me on stage? I was fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But
she called Paige out on something. Like Paige, they were just trying to comfort her.
But it was, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And before we get into the darkness of this, I want to point out that I would really like to call 2013 Christy and please let her know that the over the head slap with the bingo wing flapping is never a good look on TV. It's just not. Christy, stop it. Just stop it. There's a lot of residual rippling down my arms. Like I'd clap and it would just wiggle.
Keep on wiggling.
It was like seismic shocks going out from the base of the earthquake. It was
That's funny. So, I have that.
It was terrible. I don't know why.
Like when I salt my pepper, pepper, you're like, I have to like hold my legs or my arms down so they don't jiggle.
Yeah, I don't want to jiggle. And listen, I am not saying it's because I'm fat. I'm saying it's because I'm old and the skin is loose.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're in the dressing room. The girls come in. I'm obviously excited. I'm hugging Chloe, Maddie, and Melissa. Melissa, you can tell Melissa's very upset. And she's like, you were great. I mean, I thought your dance was wonderful. It's beautiful. It's all good. So now all of a sudden, in comes the announcer. And he's like, there was a goof in the scoring. And Chloe actually received 27 and a half points in a category where the maximum that can be given is 25 points. So Maddie was actually the first place winner. Okay, we're going to talk about this. But before we get to the next section, here's what I want to point out. Chloe now owns a dance competition. Every weekend, I check the scores. Like I just go through and I check. There is no way, and I did not know this until recently, that you can go past the maximum amount of scores that are available. It is literally a sliding scale that you move the little thing down. So if it's out of 25 and you give somebody a 25, you can only go to a 25.
Did they do that back then though?
It's the same type of scoring. It's Kelly, even if it doesn't matter, even if they didn't do it back then, I still find it really odd that they were numbers 19 and 20 out of 80 numbers, and they didn't get any of the first 20 wrong or any of the back 60 wrong. They just got close.
Yeah, so, I agree. But I think back then they just wrote them on paper.
Maybe, maybe.
Because I remember watching them, like they would pass the papers down
when they were
done writing on it, remember?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep. So now everyone claps for Maddie, including Chloe, and Abby's like, thank you. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And Abby's like, woo! Like she's thrilled. And then she goes, congratulations on being great sports. Mistakes happen. So then this is one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen is Chloe walks over and hands that first place to Maddie. And like, she breaks my heart.
I couldn't believe how well she handled it though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, cause she was probably dying inside.
Oh, of course. And then in her interview, she says, the director of the competition told us there was a mistake in the scores and then I didn't really win and Maddie won. And she's crying. Like she's like, I'm a little upset, but I was really happy for Maddie. And then, you know, Abby's like ignoring it all and like talking to Mackenzie, you know, whatever, don't wear pigtails in your hair. And then I say in my interview exactly what I just said. It just so happens that Chloe and Maddie's scores were the only ones in the entire competition out of 80 routines that were incorrect. And I was like, are you kidding? And I remember, I think it was Annie who kept saying to the room, somebody asked Abby how she found out there was a problem because what had happened off camera was Abby went into the judges and this all comes out later. She went into the judges and she was flipping out on them that the only reason they scored Chloe higher was because she had a million followers on Instagram. Because she was the first one to hit a million. And she said that to the judges, you're just fans of her. That's the only reason you let her win. And one of the judges, I have his name and number in my phone, came on to the reunion episode at the end of season 3 and talked about how Abby yelled at all of them about how they were just favoring Chloe, that Maddie was a better dancer and they needed to check and recheck the scores. And they never showed it because it made her look so horrific.
Well,
he came up to me in the hallway because I got on the phone with my attorney immediately. And I was like, I can't do the show anymore. I'm like, this is disgusting. So Abby went to the judges and said, you only gave Chloe a higher score because she's more popular.
Well, and the guy that comes in to tell us says that it was her.
Because they were standing out in the hall waiting for him to come in and say it because they wanted to bust Abby. And so people said, how did you discover the calculation error? And then Abby said, I didn't discover the error. They came to me. I guess
she lied.
There was a problem. And then that's when the judge came back in, or the announcer, and said, I want to thank you for bringing it to our attention. She went and she argued with the judges. She argued.
So right there, she was caught in a lie and she was just like smug about it and like,
yeah.
And then leaves.
And that's when I left that room and the judge came to me because I was going to the bathroom. I was calling the attorney. Remember I said we have the same attorney? Mm-hmm. It was Andy. I was on the phone with Andy and I'm sobbing at this point because this episode broke my heart. Like this is where I was just like, this is disgusting because you let that woman do that to my daughter in the most vile and horrific way. And I was like, Andy, I cannot do the show anymore. I need to be off the show. And he was like talking me down. And then right when I hung up, one of the judges came up to me and he talked to me in the hallway. And he's like, this is what happened. She came to us and she was like having a fit that we were just fans of Chloe and we let her win. And she said, somebody changed the score. She insisted on it. She found a mistake. And he came on the reunion.
How are they allowed to do that?
I don't know, but he came on, he fought with her on the reunion and they edited the whole thing out.
Like, I mean, people say all the time, like that they think the competitions were rigged and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say no, but that one kind of was then.
Yeah. I have to think of his name. I have him still in my phone. I wonder if he would ever come on the podcast because he came to the
Mitchell.
Reunion. No, he was a young Latin boy. I mean, he's not a boy. He was a man, but like compared to us, no, he was, I thought his name was Oscar. It wasn't. I have it in my phone. I'm going to find it. I should reach out to him and ask him to come on the after show. He can tell you the story because I'm not making it up. Like he came up to me.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I was literally standing in the bathroom sobbing. I'll never forget it. I was in a school bathroom in that long hall of stalls. And I was sitting there on the toilet, like not on the toilet, but sitting on a toilet, crying my eyes out, saying to my attorney, I cannot do the show anymore. It is too dark. I was like, this is not a good place for me or for my daughter. And he's like, you're under contract. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Thanks to him. We had such a great contract.
Yep. This is by far one of my top three. I cannot watch Chloe hand that award back. And like the defeat on her face is sickening.
Mm-hmm.
So how many drinks did you need to get through this episode?
I needed three because my dad's dead, but he's really not.
Yep. Well, I need an entire bottle of wine. I'm still going. I'm still not over it. All right. So worst outfits.
I think those two of Christy Ray's.
Oh, they were bad.
And then on the second round, put Melissa in them printed pants.
And here's the thing is Melissa has like a juicy booty. Like she does. She's like that little butt. So those printed pants never quite did it. Like she needed to make better choices. Look, I make all kinds of bad choices. I'm not ripping on her. I'm just saying those were not the best choices.
Yeah, you never made the best choices. No. I'll agree with you on that.
Baggy ass, poop in my ass, mom jeans. Are you kidding?
And your Miss Piggy here.
Oh, my Miss Piggy hair. That in and of itself. Oh my God. All right. Misdemeanors or felonies?
Did I really have any other than?
Yes. We both had a misdemeanor for our silent treatment during the ribbons, the ribbon dying.
Okay.
I actually think I get a get out of jail free card for how well I handled the judges coming in with Chloe. I think I deserve that. Favorite quote from the episode?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I don't have any. I didn't write any down.
Before I was born, my dog had a
oh.
My dad had a dog named Diablo who died. I can't. That's one of the greatest lines of all of Dance Moms.
It was funny. That was a good one.
Funny. All right. Favorite dance.
Chloe's solo.
Amen. I think she deserved to win. And I don't even know if I thought that back then, but when I rewatched it, I was like, Chloe deserved to win.
Yeah.
She deserved
it. I thought so.
So
I thought so.
All right. We're going to head over to the after party. We'll see you over there, you guys, which is on patreon.com/backtothebar. Come join us. I'm going to go exhale because we finally got through this.
Yes. Aren't you glad it's over?
Yeah. But I'm sure we have more to talk
about. That was a quick episode.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get two parters.
I get two parters all the time. It just feels like you do and I don't.
Okay.
I get them. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.